Hit Breakfast Show. This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. We're going to get to your Alphabet's Clue in half a second, but stuff's happening right now. Stuff's going down.
Yeah.
You're going to hear this on the podcast that Carly has recently encountered another Carly Porch, which is crazy. There's only like one in the world and, well, now there's two.
There's two. And we're both living within, I would say, maybe a 15K radius of each other.
That's crazy. And so we've been talking off air. I've been stalking her a little bit on LinkedIn and stuff. And you send her a friend request on Facebook.
Yeah. And Alan, she has just accepted.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I wonder if she freaked out seeing her name come up as a friend request. I think I've been scammed or something.
Yeah, because you know how it's happened to us a couple of times where people will take like people's names and Facebook accounts and recreate one. Now, I do look a lot different to her. She's quite a glamour.
That is true. I mean, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying you do look different to her.
Yeah. So I think she'd probably think, wow, is this really what's representing me?
Well, I'm curious if she's heard of you because, like, you're in radio. She Googles her own name like I do every day. I'm sure she would see your stories coming
up. Well, this is the thing. You know, she's kind of a big deal in the science world.
That's true.
She's made a name for herself there, you know. And here in WA, she's made a name for herself. She's done some, you know, studies in Albany and she's, don't ask me
right,
the ins
stop
and
messing
outs
around, but she's accepted your thing. Are you going to message her now?
And say what?
Yeah, great call.
Like, hi, Carly. Great name.
That's a great opener.
Is it?
Well, I had a thing because, like, there's not many Aldworths in Australia. And so I was kind of looking for different Aldworths. And I found a guy called Alan Aldworth on Facebook.
Oh, what?
On Facebook. He's in England. And I just messaged him. This is years and years ago. And I was just like, hey, man, cool name.
Did he write back?
And he went, thanks, man. Like, I'm pretty proud of it. I'm like, yeah, man, sick.
I wonder if a friendship's ever been built over a shared name.
That is it. Well, maybe we're about to see it.
Well, one of my best friends, we are best friends because we have a shared birthday. I remember she was new to our school and it was my job to show her around. And I said, oh, by the way, because she was new, I said, would you like to come to my birthday party this weekend? And she said, I'd love to, but I can't because I've got my own birthday party. And I said, wait a second, what day are you? And she said, June 7th. And I said, you know what? I've just found my Gemini twin. We're going to be best friends. And I was the maid of honor at her wedding.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had a similar experience, but nothing similar, actually. I had in year one, I encountered a kid that had the same birthday as me, and it blew my mind. Like, for some reason in my head, I was like, there's only 365 people in the world. And I was like, what do you mean your birthday is the 1st of December? I remember being, like, really upset about it.
Oh, you're like, that's my day.
I was like, what the hell? And also off the Aldworth thing that I was talking about. So I was chatting to this guy and then he kind of like made this joke about like, you know, like Aldworth's like not that like common, but it's also not that uncommon in England. And so I looked it up and there's a thing called the Aldworth Philharmonic Orchestra.
And it's spelt the same as Aldworth.
And so I occasionally, like, because I follow him on Facebook, occasionally when they do a post, I like write there like I own the orchestra. I'm like, good work, team. Good to see you guys are keeping up the practice. Really proud of you.
You know
on the triangle. You're nailing it, Kevin.
If you were ever single, Alan, like, you know.
Yeah. No, go
I,
on.
I was trying to think of the ways at which that would happen.
So
which,
Julia's dead. Go
I know.
On.
I was thinking that. I thought, because, you know, you got a solid marriage.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She's realized she can
thought.
Do a lot better
okay,
for herself.
Okay, let's retract that thought.
So she's dead. Go on.
No. Jeez. Okay.
I'm single. Yeah.
Say so you're single.
Because she's dead. Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Sorry, Julia.
Yep. Rest in peace. I love you with all my heart.
And
it'll be 5 years.
You've mourned her for the appropriate amount of time.
Yeah, it'll be like 5 years.
And you're ready to get back out on the dating scene.
Yeah.
You could claim that because when women Google you, it comes up.
Like my orchestra.
Yeah. You could be like, yeah, I have an orchestra.
Yeah, I mean, it's a weird flex, but but at the same time, I'm not exactly comfortable dating again. I mean, I did just lose my wife five years ago, Carly. It's a little
bit
raw.
It's too soon. It's sorry. Very beautiful recent. Funeral you organized.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, geez, this is getting weird.
100%. Alpha Bugs.
My mate Carly Porch really enjoyed it.
I thought you did a great eulogy, but just because quite.
I hope Julia does not listen
she
to
this. She doesn't
me.
Listen to this. And if you know
actually,
her,
you know
don't
what?
Tell her this.
My husband doesn't listen to the podcast either.
No.
We should. This could be our real venting place.
Oh, I've been using it as that. Just Bailey edits it out. She's giving all this, and I guarantee you that. Hey, Alpha Bucks, your letter tomorrow is V for Victor, and I'll give you the one that is a WA town.
V, WA town. Very good, because they're all very good.
So true. Vass is probably what we're looking for
Vass.
As well. Yeah, there you go. So that's a bit of a hard one. If unless you're in the Southwest, you probably don't know that one.
I was so tripped up when I first moved to WA, and it has that sneaky E on the end, like Vassy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and
it's
you hear it all the time.
What's the E for, guys?
to confuse people.
Yeah.
And that
needs a little French accent over the top of it just to really confuse people.
Yeah, yeah, why not? Or one of those, the two dots over a letter, get some Swedish thing going on. That's the way to do it. Enjoy the podcast. We're going to get out of here. Enjoy. What a build up. It's Star Wars Day. And to celebrate, we've got to give away $50 cash to our best Chewbacca impression we can get on air. Now, Carly, this is how Chewbacca normally sounds. Carly just did her impression. Here's that.
Honestly, I just want to call it and give the $50 to myself. But you know what? I will let other people have a crack as well.
And that is nice of you. So let's kick it off. We've got Brad from Albany. Good morning. Brad.
I think he's intimidated by my impression.
Brad?
Hello.
Hello, Brad. Brad.
Yes, how are you going?
We are doing amazingly well. Give us your Chewbacca impression. Let's go.
All right.
I think someone just freed Willie.
That was so good.
Brad, I'm a little intimidated. Not bad.
It's very, very aggressive, Wookiee. Can you do a bit of a sad Wookiee for me? You know when he goes like...
Have you got like a doll or something that you're just like pressing
its stomach? It's so good. That is a great way to kick us off. All right, let's go. Hang on the line. Brad is going to pick a winner out of this. Let's go to Mitchell in Denmark. Good morning, Mitchell.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing amazingly well. Give us your best Chewbacca.
Okay, that is interesting. He sounds like he's like, I don't know, powering a boat up a small lake or something.
I like it. Like, Mitchell, hang on the line. That was so good. All right, let's go. Belinda in Geraldton. Belinda.
Hi.
Hey, how are you? All right, you're on air. Let's do it. Let's go. Your Chewbacca impression. Go.
That sounds like you're choking on something.
Yeah, someone save her. I have a tear.
Not bad, Melinda.
Not bad. Hang on the line. All right, let's go to Rowan in Dunsborough. Good morning, Rowan.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Very good. Ooh, what now, a voice on this guy.
Very ooh, deep voice, so I'm interested to hear this.
All right, Chewbacca impression. Take it away, mate. Oh my god.
Okay, now it's definitely I feel between Brad and Rowan. Maybe we should have like a back off.
Like a Chewbacca like battle. A battle.
Yeah, like a battle of the backers.
Absolutely. Alright, so let's get Brad. Brad, hit us with your best Chewbacca go.
Okay.
I hope that you're in some sort of open plan office right now at work.
So loud. All right, let's go to Rowan and Dunsford. Go.
All right, here it is.
I'm feeling that I'm torn.
Okay, yeah, I think we're going to go with Brad.
We're going to go with Brad. Brad, congratulations, $50 cash. Alison Maiden, if you'd like to contact her outside of the show, the way to do it is alisonmaiden.com. And Alison, you ready to do some readings?
I sure am. Bring them on.
You ready to rock? Yeah. It's like a weird way to get into it. Let's go to Christy in Kalgoorlie to kick us off this morning. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning. How are you?
We are doing well. What is your question for Alison Maiden?
Do you think I'd find success in my career in the future? I've just had time off from my career because I've had kids, and I'm just starting to get back into it.
Oh.
All right, Christy, let's have a look, darling. Do you know, I think that, yes, there's definitely a good indication here that you will. The only problem will be is that you may have to travel, which could be a little bit of a problematic thing with the children. So I do feel like there's definitely a job ahead of you, but it looks like there's a bit of trouble. I also get the feeling here that a large corporation is going to want to take you on board. So that is really cool for you. And it's got something to do with a mining company, I think.
Christy, what's your job? Sorry, Christy.
Geologist. And,
oh, wow. Okay. Sorry, Alison, continue.
Yeah, a large mining company has just taken me on.
So oh, what?
Wow, okay.
Sorry, Alison, please continue. Sorry.
That's okay. I think I might have answered that one. So, yes, Craig, I honestly feel that you're going to go really well. Just be careful of the fact that you've got to get the right money. The right money is so important, okay, because you're going to be doing a lot of work and you just want to make sure that you've got that up front. And then about 12 months' time, it looks like there'll be a promotion for you as well, love, or something that's a bit better. So that looks really good. Oh. Well done.
That'd be awesome. Cheers.
She's not the one giving you the promotion, just to be clear, but yeah, some great news there. That's awesome. Let's go to Marnie in Broome. Good morning, Marnie.
Good morning.
Now, you got a question for Psychic Alison Maiden.
Yes. So I am currently halfway through my pregnancy, and I'm available to kind of find out what the gender is today, but I'm very impatient. And I
want to
know now.
I love this.
That is so adorable, darling. I hope you're ready for the outcome. I'm pretty sure it's a boy.
A boy.
Yeah.
Do you have an inkling, Marnie?
Sure it's a boy.
Marnie, do you have an inkling at all, a feeling that what sex the baby could be?
Honestly, I'm not sure. I've got a boy, and I'm happy either way completely, but this feels... I don't know, maybe it's COVID because I had COVID as well, but it feels so different.
Okay.
I just get boy, but I do feel that the birth will actually be a lot easier for you this time. So everything looks like it's going to go forward quite well. An easy baby this time.
Yeah.
That's what you want to hear, isn't it, Marnie?
That's great.
Yes, last time was a little bit more complicated, so it's nice to hear that's going to be easier.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This time it's going to be easy, and I feel like there's a grandmother energy around you that's really strong as well, darling, so everything's going to be fine. Don't worry.
My mum was just trying to call me.
Oh, my God, this is so crazy.
Wow. Okay.
Alison Maiden, once again, an absolute pleasure. Thanks for those readings. If people want to get in contact with you, once again, the website is alisonmaiden.com. Once again, I'm picking my jaw up off the floor, Alison.
She is 5G'd in today, isn't she?
She is. Oh, my God. Your name mix-ups after Carly. You have had one out of the Twilight Zone.
Yeah, so I already kind of knew there was another Carly Porch who spells it exactly the same as me, which that in itself is unique, in Australia. And not only is she in Western Australia, but she must live near me because the other day I went to the vets and when I gave them my name, they said, welcome back. And I was like, oh, no, this is the first time I've been here. And then they're like, oh, my God, there's another Carly Porch in the system. And even they were shocked. So because I didn't know where in WA she lived, but it turns out she lives right near me.
Well, maybe she did before, and it's been a while since she was there. That's why they did the welcome back and they didn't recognize her.
Maybe, but that in itself, my name's pretty unique,
absolutely,
I think.
Absolutely, yeah.
And Carly can be spelt many different ways, but the fact that, we spell it exactly the same, and now I've found out she lives or could have lived around my areas freaked me out even more. So we are asking people on 131060 about their name mix-ups and people they share the same name with.
Yeah, let's start with Jen, who's in Williams right now. Jen, now understand, was this your cousin? What happened?
Yeah. So it's my cousin. She lives in she lived in Queensland, sort of about Rockhampton way. And my gran often sends her something for Christmas. So she made a beautiful fruit cake and sent a check, which is enough to cover all the grandkids' birthdays through the year, so it's fairly hefty. It's about $500.
Yeah, wow. Good on you, Grandma.
Yeah, I know. So she got a beautiful fruit cake and a check written out to her name, and it was cashed by somebody else. And she was more devastated about the fruit cake being eaten by somebody else as well.
Oh, wow. They had the same name, of course. Oh, I didn't think about checks.
That is so interesting. Yeah,
and
checks.
And a warning for Carly.
Yeah, I'm going to put my checkbook away.
Yeah. Jen, thanks for that.
Didn't even think about that.
Cautionary tale. Let's go to Tiana in Albany. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you going?
Yeah, well, what's the name mix-up?
So just yesterday, actually, my nan and pop have just moved from Hobart in Tasmania up to Devonport. She's recently gone to see a new doctor. She's gone and filled out all the paperwork so they can get her, stuff from her other doctor down in Hobart to get sent through to Reid first. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the doctor calls back and says, look, I'm just confirming that we got your birth date right. And she said, yeah, the 7th of October, 1953. And there's actually another, Rosemary Ann Goodwin, spelt the same, born in October, 1953, just not the same date, that lives literally within 20 k's of her.
That's goosebump inducing. So has she reached out to her, or I don't even know how you get her address.
Well, no, so Nan's not on Facebook or anything, but my pop's had a little bit of a search and he couldn't find her or anything, but you never know, they could cross paths one day.
Yeah.
You know where it'll be, or there'll be a fish and chip shop or something, and it'll be like, yep, you, and then it's like, oh, that's me too, and then they'll bump into each other, and oh, it's going to be a great moment.
Wow.
I can't wait for it.
I just thought when I heard this morning, I was like, I heard this yesterday. She called me to tell me the story.
Wow.
I got a call.
Wow.
Thanks for the call, Tiana. Let's go to Tammy in Geraldton. What was your name mix up?
So my maiden name is Tammy Fowler, and there was actually two of us in high school in the same year in Geraldton Senior. So for 4 years, they basically screwed up our records, mixed up our classes.
Oh, no.
It was intense.
No.
The funniest one, actually, though, is the slang, you know, like the kids put on the wall. They actually had to use our physical physique to tell us apart. So I was like Tammy, hat with glasses, and the other one was a bit more derogatory. But yeah,
that is
more derogatory than that.
Oh, my God. God.
Yeah.
Kids.
That is so wild. So now, be honest, there were three of you. Who was the naughtiest?
No, two of us, just two.
Oh, two.
She was. I was such a goody two-shoes. But the best part about that was I was good at math but really bad at English. So they kept giving me her English grade, thinking that there was one smart one and one not so smart one.
I love it.
My parents loved it.
Well,
no, I don't
this
doubt
Carly
it.
Porch has a PhD, and apparently so do I now.
Yeah, you can steal that.
I'm so claiming it.
Yeah, that's Tammy's advice.
Yeah. Now I'm married. I've got a much better surname. I'm Treasure now. So, yeah.
That is cool.
You certainly are, Tammy. You're a treasure to us, all right, mate? Thanks for the call. But we were just talking a bit off air. This is some pretty cool news. That 70s show.
I loved that back in the day.
Yeah, this was like our era of high school and stuff.
It was. Yeah, so even though it was set in the 70s, it was kind of filmed around the time we were growing up.
Yeah.
So what was that like?
Late 90s?
I'm like, do I lie here?
Yeah. Last week. But like they've announced they're going to be doing kind of like a spin-off of it called That 90s Show. Now, you might remember they did an 80s show shortly after 70s Show wrapped up. And it was it was a whole new cast. It lasted for like one season,
I
think.
Oh, no.
And it was awful. But this is going to be the 90s show. But it has the cast from the 70s show. And obviously, as they've grown up, they're now going to make them doing it in the 90s.
I love this concept. And Alan, you and I were so excited about this. It's going to be set in 1995.
Cool. Good year.
So we thought, what is this show going to look and sound like? So we put our acting chops on and, you know, maybe we should end up pitching this to Netflix. Maybe this might rival it.
I already sent the email, but here it is for everyone else.
Hey, Alan. Oh, loving that new double denim acid wash. That really suits you.
Yeah, thanks. My mum bought it for me. It is pretty sick. How's it going with you, dude?
Oh, not good. My Tamagotchi died last night.
Oh, no.
I know. And then my cat ate some of my Encyclopedia Britannica.
Oh, no.
I know. And then I didn't have the right info for my assignment because obviously that's the only way that I can get my info. If only there was another way without having to lug these big, heavy things around.
Oh, well, don't have a cow, man. I've been doing what I do, living my best. Actually, one second. Sorry, just my shoe was a little bit untied there. Oh, no, my other one. Just fixing up my Velcro shoes, looking pretty sick. Hey. Yeah, don't be stressed out, man. It's all about the bomb diggity. Look, check out this out. It's my Yoho Diablo. Watch this trick. Ready? Landed it.
Oh, wow, that's rad. Hey, speaking of rad things, my pen pal from the US wrote to me and told me about this thing called the internet.
What?
Yeah, I know. She reckons that it's going to be able to, like, help her contact me faster?
How the hell's a net going to help you faster?
I don't know.
You're fishing or something with her?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, well, this is pretty weird. But anyway, I'm going to do another sick trick with my Yoho Diablo. Look, she's on the...
Nailed it.
Yeah, pretty sick. I could do this all day. Better get to class. I'm not going to wag today. I don't want to get in trouble. What are you doing after school?
I'm going to watch the O.J. Simpson verdict. I mean, obviously, we know he's going to be found guilty.
100%!
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.